Okay, thank you.
Well, the Ben Robert Smith stuff is an issue for us because there's a bunch of Australian Patriots veterans and Australian citizens who recognise that what this is a political witch hunt. This is a political move. This isn't about war crimes in Afghanistan. What they're trying to do is trying to confuse the issue from what the reasons that we're in Afghanistan in the first place. Let's face it, it was an absolute debacle. We all know the reasons for going in there were, you know, opaque at best, and now we're going to condemn our war heroes, our cultural icons, because of a political witch hunt, so the people at the top of the chain aren't held accountable for the decisions that they make. We can see what's happening with Ben Robert Smith, and everyday ordinary Australians are really pissed about that.
So I know this rally was organised a long time before Ben was charged, but I mean, is that one of the reasons you guys are here today?
No, we're here to end mass immigration. We know that this government, this den of vipers behind us, is using immigration to fudge the economic numbers in this country. You've got record small business collapses right now. You've got a low social cohesion. You've got a low trust society, and all of that is being perpetrated by a government here. And let's face it, it's the Uniparty that put us in this position. There is no left and right in this. There's them and us. They put us in this position, and so now we've got a country that's collapsing from the inside out. Small business doesn't have a chance. Kids don't have a chance to buy houses here now. This place is stealing everything, and they want you to forget your past so they can rewrite the future, or rewrite the past to give you a different future. We're not up for that.
And so what are you advocating here from, you know, an immigration policy perspective? What do you want to see happen?
Yeah, so I represent the Australian Lobby Group, which is a sponsor of the Australian Marches team, which puts these events on. This is our fourth event. We want to see an end to immigration in this country. We want to see a reduction down to a very low number to encourage Australians to repatriate back to their country. And then we want to start deporting 2.9 million temporary visa holders in Australia, so that it takes the pressure off our system, fixes our housing prices, and gives our kids an opportunity for the future. Because let's be honest about this, they're not bringing in skilled migrants right now. I run a small business. There's a bunch of people here with small businesses. We know that all they're doing is bringing in ethnic voting blocks to try and change the demographics of this country and then entrench power for themselves. We know what's going on. Mm-hmm.
You got Matt Canavan speaking here today. So he's part of the coalition, and they've got a new immigration policy out. They want to enforce an Australian value statement. They want to make it harder to claim asylum. They want to screen the social media of visa applicants. I mean, what do you think of their policy? Does it go far enough for you?
Weak. Not hard enough. What do you reckon, everyone?
Not hard enough.
No way. Not even close to hard enough. But a year ago, we weren't even having this conversation. Politicians weren't even talking about it. We've run three events. This is event number four, and now they're starting to talk about it. We're starting to move in the right direction. We're heading there, but we're not there yet. It needs to get a lot harder yet.
And what would you say to people? I mean, your policy will, if it's enacted in full, it'll result in net negative migration. Is that correct? What do you say to people that say that will have a negative effect on living standards or on the economy?
Who's telling you that? The Business Council of Australia, big box retailers, the representatives of the foreign lobby groups who are bleeding your country dry. Let's be clear about this. Everyday Australians know that that's absolute and utter garbage. You have got one third of Australian small businesses that are expecting to collapse in the next 12 months. Do you think all this migration is helping them stay in business? It's not. We know it's not working. It's a lie. They've been lying to us for years now, and we're calling it out. We've been calling it out for the last 12 months, and we know it's all garbage. It's economic voodoo. The GDP number is voodoo. We all know it's collapsing from the inside out. We need to shut the gates, take our country back, and then start to reset our economic policy to help Australians grow their own country.
Can I ask you, what is the Australian Lobby Group and who funds it?
Yeah, the Australian Lobby Group, started by three people, myself, Sam Bamford, and Mark Aguas. And we started this to represent Australians so that they have a voice in Parliament. Now, we elect people to come down here in this representative democracy of ours, this federation, and we feel like those politicians don't quite listen to Australian people. So we went, well, what does a corporation or a foreign interest do when they want to achieve something in Australia? Well, they employ a lobby group, and they send that lobby group into there. And those lobby groups run around feeding these politicians and telling them with all this data that this is the best way to go for Australia. So are the politicians listening to the lobby group, or are they listening to their constituents? Well, our theory is they're not listening to the constituents, because if they were, we wouldn't be in this mess. So we went, let's start a lobby group for the Australian people. So we created the Australian Lobby Group. We've had nearly 40,000 people sign up to the members portal for the lobby group now, and it's funded by those members and those donors. So those guys, small dollar donations, are helping fund events like this about a change narrative in our country.
And so you say you've got 40,000, is it 40,000 donors?
Nearly 40,000 subscribers now.
Subscribers, yep. And each one of them are donating?
No, not each one of them, but they are on the mailing list for the lobby group. We have about 3,000 donors at this point.
About 3,000 donors, yep. Okay. How can people be sure that you yourself are free of foreign influence? Do you vet the donations? Do you know who's donating to you?
Yeah, so we can see the donations obviously in the back end of the portal there, but the average dollar donation size has been $27.80 so far. And so I think if we were seeing a consistent pattern of donations in small dollars, then I think that would be pretty recognisable. But let's be clear about this. Our Australian lobby group has 15 policy positions on our website. Those are our policy positions. That's what we're lobbying for and that's what we're advocating for. So if someone is donating money to us, they're actually getting us to represent those 15 positions because they believe in those 15 positions as well.
I think it's probably about it for now.
I've got a question for you. Is the ABC going to give us a fair run here?
Yeah.
Now, let's be honest about this, right? You guys have got a pretty bad reputation for the way you've reported on these events in the past. I'm not saying that's you personally, but you're a representative here of that organisation. We invited you. We wanted you to be here. All of these lovely people. We don't have any confidence in the ABC. The public broadcaster has become a political arm of that Viper's den up there. Will we get a fair shot in the media today?
Well, I can tell you that I'm a journalist. That is straight down the line. I don't represent the views of 4,000 other employees, but of course I'm here to report on what's going on, and I'll give you a fair share.
Appreciate your time and efforts today. Thank you, Tino. Hey, thanks to Tino, everyone. That's a reluctant clap, isn't it, hey? It's not your fault they don't like his mate.
A lot of people who don't like me, it doesn't hurt my feelings.
Nah, it's all good.
Have you been able to get access to the house so far?
Yeah, so we're a registered lobby group. Yeah. So we're registered with the Attorney General's office. We've had two days of meetings in there now. We've met multiple politicians. So we're pushing the Overton window over to where we want it to be, and they've been receptive to that. We know that after the next election, there's going to potentially be a different-looking opposition in this country or a different-looking government. We want to make sure that we're aligned with that. We don't agree with their positions completely, but we're making sure we're shaping.
They lie, the men who tell us, for reasons of their own. Want is here a stranger, misery's unknown. Where the nearest suburb and the city proper meet, thy window sill is level with the faces in the street. Drifting past to the beat of weary feet. I sorrow for the owners of the faces in the street. And cause I have to sorrow in a land so young and fair. See upon those faces the marks of wanton care. And I look in vain for traces of the fresh and fair and sweet. In the sallow, sunken faces that are drifting through the street. Drifting on to the scrape, restless feet. I sorrow for the owners of the faces in the street. Of wealthy men endure, were all their windows level with the faces of the poor. Our mammon slaves, your knees shall knock, your heart in terror beat, when your God demands a reason for the sorrows of the street. the wrong things and the bad things, and the sad things that we meet in the filthy lane and alley, and the cruel and heartless street. God Almighty, if thy might does still endure, now show me in a vision for the wrongs of earth the cure. And lo, with shops all shuttered, I saw a city street, and in the warning distance heard the tramp of many feet. Pouring on, pouring on, to a drum's loud threatening beat, and the war hymns and the cheering of the people in the street. So it must be, while the world goes rolling round its course, the warning pen shall write in vain, warning voice grow hoarse, and kindle eyes all blazing bright, revolution's heat, and flashing swords reflecting rigid faces in the street. Coming near, to a drum's dull distant beat, then I saw the army that was marching down the street.